Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is now 9:07 here at WCCO. Welcome to Center Stage. All things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. And there is so much to know. We have a great lineup for you tonight in the four interviews. We're going to start with Sister Joan Mitchell. Yeah, she's part of the Sisters of Carondelet Ministries Foundation in St. Paul, located at St. Catherine University in St. Paul, Minnesota. I actually went to that school for a little bit. I miss them. Hey, I have to tell you that the ministries are incredible. Joan Mitchell, Sister Joan Mitchell, welcome to WCCO Radio. It's great to have you join us.
Thanks, Geraldine. It's going to be great to have you with us at the gala, too.
Oh, I'm so excited about that. And we'll talk about that near the end of our conversation. Let's talk about the ministries and how we can get involved in them.
Oh, there are so many ways. We've got the St. Mary's Health Clinics. It's all built on volunteers from the health professions. It's just incredible. We've already got, they did over 5,000 volunteer hours there, people that are healthcare professionals. And then there's a lot of other things that aren't, you know, you don't have to be a nurse to do. And that's incredible. We've also got learning in style that where people who are just new to the country can learn English and study to become citizens. And we also have a food distribution, food shelf there. And so that's another one. And
right.
Now we have a spirituality ministry, Wisdom Ways, Center for Spirituality, where you can take a class, you can take a book club, you can...
spiritual director.
You can get a spiritual director, you can do enneagrams, you can write a memoir, or you can do out-and-out theology.
Out-and-out theology, there you go. You guys have so many ministries, and of course, Oasis, tell me more, just tell me more about the ministries.
Well, Sarah's Oasis for Women receives women who are at the Center for Violence and Torture at the U who've come through very terrible experiences in leaving their countries. And Sarah's is a place where they can live for a while. We've had 700 women there over its 27 years in existence. So they come and they live there. They live together. They have support from each other. And then they have a chance to start their educations.
Their motto
is Sarah's is always a home.
That's so right.
Well, you're living there, it's a home, but it's also a home that you stay connected with via the women you've been with and come through some, a lot of things with.
You know, you give so much. I mean, the Sisters of St. Joseph, I keep saying to myself, how do you do it all? You even start adding on more ministries. Even though a lot of people haven't heard of them yet, there's still more cooking to do and more people to touch. So tell me about the people that you touch. Is it specifically in St. Paul?
Well, we're next to St. Catherine's in St. Paul in the Highland area, so... You know, that gives some people in St. Paul pretty important, better access than other places in the city. But we're kind of spread out, too. The Learning in Style School is over in Nicollet and 22nd.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's where the refugees and immigrants can do not only learning the language, but math, computer competence, what they need to know to become citizens. So that's over there on Nicollet. The health clinics have several locations. And then we have St. Joseph Workers, which is a fairly new program, although something like 170-some young women have gone through that program where they live together and work in various ministries of other people. So they work in some of our ministries, but they also work in some other ministries like Cornerstone for Women or the Lyft, the Lyft garage that fixes cars for.
Right, right.
You know, for people.
And you know,
and
these women are giving back to these communities. It's really amazing. And let's talk a little bit about some of the students that get to go to college that are from other countries that are part of these ministries. They come to you and they find their way. And all of a sudden, they have the degrees that they've always wanted. They go get it. I mean, that's one thing you do is you inspire them to go after whatever it is that they need and want when it comes to aspiring to be the best that you can be. And that is remarkable. Just remarkable. Yeah. So is there anything that's on the table that we can hear about that you haven't started just yet as a new ministry, but it's coming up? You can tell me. It's just you and me. It's just you and me, Joan.
Yeah.
Anything?
Well, we have a ministry that's part of the Wisdom Ways that does womanist theology and feminist theology and you know, really looks at things from the evolutionary point of view. So that's quite a, we named those courses hedgerow because they used to teach in the hedgerows in Ireland.
Can I just say I read about this and you actually talked about a class for feminists about Forenza. Is it Forenza? How do you pronounce her last name? Elizabeth?
Oh, Elizabeth Schuessler Fiorenza.
Fiorenza. I had to take a class where we had to read a lot about her. And I, you know, as a, you know, a feminist in training, and so is my son and daughter. I can't tell you how inspiring that was, but I read about you and some of the things that you've learned and done in your own life. It's just been wonderful. So as you see all of these women growing, there are also men that come and use some of your services as well. Is that correct?
Oh, anybody can come. We have many more women than men, but there are lots of men that come. And there's a specific program for male spirituality that has been running as long as Wisdom Ways has been running. So that's very nice. We have a wonderful Wisdom Ways celebration of Mary Magdalene every summer on her feast day in July 22nd that a lot of people come to, men and women. So there's a lot of dimensions to this. There are classes, there are prayer times, there are like you can do memoirs. We have a group of people that teach that.
Mm-hmm. And I want to mention that it's not just, you know, those that are Catholic. We're talking all faiths can be a part of this Wisdom Ways, correct? Correct?
We're talking about people with questions, people who are seeking. That's the kind of people that tend to come to us.
Wow,
for those,
beautiful.
For this, yeah, it is.
All right.
It
so
is.
Then tell me how people can get involved. Like, is there a need for volunteers?
There are needs for volunteers in the learning and style at the food at the food garage that they have there. You can get in touch with us, and we can help you connect with what you like to use as your talent. You know, you can call us at. I'm looking for where they like us to call, but
right.
It does.
Take your time. Let me know what the number is. And while you're finding that, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Carondelet celebration. I am a part of it. I am emceeing or hosting, as many say.
Yes, I am singing.
And by the way, we've got a band, a live band this year. Last year it was, it was online, and this year it's in person and online, or is it just in person?
It's in person.
Okay, I love that. I love that.
I know. After 2 years, you know, I look forward to that, to just getting together with people, having a glass of wine. You always meet people you haven't seen in a long time as you're kind of mulling around, and it's just great.
It is so wonderful. And by the way, not only am I singing, my sister Javita will be on stage with my brother Billy Steele and a band. I am telling you, we're going to do something called a praise break during this whole event. And I cannot wait for you to hear this, Joan. It's just going to be... I am so excited about it. It's our way of saying, yes, God is real. Yes, we can't wait to just sing the songs and encourage people and lift them up. And it is so much fun, by the way. This gala is so much fun. The people are ready to talk to their friends. They are ready to see people, and they are ready to party. So you definitely want to come see this. You want to see this. So did you find the number where people can go if they want to be a part of this?
You can call csjstpaul.org.
Okay, that's the website. Do you have a phone number if people want to get tickets? Is it too late to get tickets?
Oh, I don't think so.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah, the phone number. What's the phone number?
The phone number is right here. The Ministries Foundation is at 651.
Hold on a minute. I'm writing it down. And I'm, 690.
7058.
Okay, that's what we need. And of course, I know the website already. The website is csjministriesfoundation.org. And on that website, you can also find information for the Carondelet celebration. It's going to be a celebration for real. Y'all don't understand. This audience know how to party and have a great time and be thankful all at the same time. So, I'm so excited about this. Sister Joan Mitchell, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I wish I had more time with you, but we want to let people know this is on May 6th. It starts at 6:30, I believe. Is it 6:30 that it starts?
6:30, and the dinner will be at 7:30, and the live auction and entertainment you're talking about, that will be fabulous at the Intercontinental Hotel.
That's right, at the airport, Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport, the Intercontinental Hotel. You do not want to miss this because we are going to have a ball. You think Catholics can't party? You just don't know. Okay, Sister Joan Mitchell, take care of yourself. I will see you on May 6th.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. She's fun. She's really fun. So come on down and check us out, you guys. Come on down. All right. We're going to take a break and have our next guest, Kim Martinez, who's from Out on a Limb Dance Theater Company. You're going to hear all about what they're doing. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental, the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is now 9:23 here at WCCO. Welcome back. I am talking with Out on a Limb Dance Theater Company. Her name is Kim Martinez that is joining us to talk about what is new, the area's only dance theater troupe of its kind. And we're going to find out what its kind is all about. Welcome, Kim. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure having you join us tonight. So tell us, when you say it's the area's only dance theater troupe of its kind, then what kind is it?
Well, it's the only dance theater company that actually uses multiple genres of dance to completely tell a theatrical story.
So, okay, what dances? Tell me more. Which dances were chosen?
Okay, so the show that we're doing right now is through the Alice's Looking Glass. It's a takeoff on, you know, Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass. So through that story, we tell that in most of the time, Alice in Wonderland would be done completely in ballet. Like if they were going to do a dance production of it, it would be done in ballet.
Right.
We do it in utilizing ballet. We have tap. Hip-hop, kind of, and a lot of acro work, acrobatic work, jazz, contemporary. So I think our biggest difference in that is, and it doesn't come off as a dance recital. I think people think that that's what it's going to come off as. It's not at all. It's a full theatrical experience that is being used, where, to me, the different genres of dance are like different colors of paint. And why would I only paint with one color? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Although there are those who believe it works. I haven't seen that yet. But I will ask the question. I read here that Lewis Carroll's Alice books oddly mirror the journey of your dance troupe and your survival. Tell me more about that.
It dawned on me when I was writing kind of a little blurb that I write in the program that just kind of reflects on, you know, what putting the show together has been. And it's like, man, it's just not lost on me that, like Alice, she goes through these different experiences where she's confused and sometimes scared, and but she's always open and willing to try something new and to and to work through whatever it is, through the kind of resistance she might be feeling about what's happening to her. She's always willing to work through that. And I think Out on a Limb has really shown that in our 20 plus years now of doing this, that you know, you can look at certain things and you can take a step back and go, whoa, you know, I can't believe we just went through that weird world and came out of it so much more creative and so much more fun and just learning. And she's always learning. She's always evolving like we are as humans.
Right. Now, you talked about dance styles, but also multimedia is being used as well. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, for this one, we're using some quick little film work that we're doing. We use, so in order to get her to go through the looking glass, that was like a problem. So how do we get her to, you know, go through this mirror? And so I thought about how last year during the pandemic, we couldn't do our normal show at O'Shaughnessy. So we created a film. And so I thought, oh, okay, well, that's what we'll do. So we've created a film of when she falls through of how it goes through the looking glass and it pops up on the cyclorama of the stage and it can grow, it can wormhole, it can do all kinds of crazy effects with that. So it makes it really fun, really enjoyable. So we just filmed her in front of a green screen and then we were able to add whatever backgrounds we wanted to do.
Very cool. Okay, so this is quite interesting. What age group is this for, this particular piece?
For who's in it or who would come to see
it? No, who would come to see it?
It is all family-friendly, absolutely family-friendly. I think from ages probably 3. I think a 3-year-old will get through it just fine because it moves so quickly. And will they understand everything? No, because Lewis Carroll didn't write it to be logical. He wrote it in the imaginative spirit of a child's mind. And I loved that part of it. That's part of what's really fun to do, Alice's Dance Theater, because you can... you're freer to tell the story in a way that just allows you to have the crazy come in, like the Mad Hatter, Dormouse, March Hare. That's not in Through the Looking Glass. We morphed, that's why it's called Alice's Looking Glass. We morphed Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass is kind of too, because I wanted the audience to see those familiar characters. And and because they're funny.
Well, if it's open to families, I'm really excited about that. When is this opening and what time?
We are this Tuesday night, 7 p.m., and Wednesday night, 7 p.m. So two shows only at O'Shaughnessy at St. Catherine University.
I'm so and glad you said that because a lot of people don't remember that there are two O'Shaughnessys in St. Paul. So thank you for saying that. It's O'Shaughnessy at St. Catherine University. There you go.
Yes, yes.
All right. And so just two nights only?
Just two nights only. And and we are so lucky to have that. We are so lucky to have that. We were originally supposed to have it in February, but COVID made it step back and push back. So we're all good to go and excited as all get out to be back on stage and have some fun with this crazy, crazy. It's really fun. Like if you love movement and you love theater and great music, because we used our vice president of our board, co-founder Marcy Bolter Massbaum, has great relationships with a lot of wonderful bands like Chris Mars.
It's going to be a live band?
No, it's not a live band, but they let us use their music.
Oh, and that's awesome.
So some of the music in it is like from Suicide Commandos, Chad Poling with The Suburb.
Oh, God, love Chad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And okay, so then if people want tickets and they're ready to call a number to buy the tickets, where do they go?
They should go to our website at www.outonalimbdance.org. So you got to have the dance in there. Outonalimbdance.org, and you can purchase tickets through the website. You can also just show up at the door, too. They'll be selling tickets at the door.
All right. Very excited for you that you're doing this. This sounds very interesting. This could be something I could bring my grandchildren to. I think two of my granddaughters would love it. Love it.
Yeah,
so Alice is Looking Glass.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is Out on a Limb Dance Theater Company. Again, you know, the website is outonalimbdancetheatercompany.org. Am I right?
Wrong. Nope. Outonalimbdance.org. That's okay.
Out on a Limb Dance. Okay.
Dance.org.
I have it right here. That's sad that I didn't see that. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and I hope it sells out. It sounds like a blast, Kim. Take care of yourself. Thank you.
I hope it does, too. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to do some weather and come right back. It is now 9:38 here at WCCO. That's what I get for having dirty glasses on. I am so excited for our next guest because I was a girl that used to love to go and see Cirque du Soleil and other circuses and that sort of thing. And there is a circus coming to town, you guys. Joseph Dominic Bauer is joining us. He's the ringmaster and daredevil artist on the Wheel of Destiny with the Royal Canadian International Circus. Welcome, Joseph. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you just finished a show, and now you're on the radio like, boom. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
We literally just walked out the back curtain here in Spokane Valley, Washington. And, great turnout. And we're so excited to come and bring the Royal Canadian Circus to you.
That is beautiful country, by the way. You're in beautiful country, so I know you had a great time.
Very beautiful.
Yes, it is. So, my goodness, you guys are traveling like crazy, and I'm so excited that you are landing right here at the Mall of America in the great state of Minnesota.
Go right ahead. Absolutely. It's the first time for our show to be there, and this is, like, going to be a great time. The show is fabulous, well-received, and thank you so much for letting everybody know about us coming to town.
Well, you're coming to town. You're doing shows from the 6th through the 15th for 17 incredible shows. That's remarkable in North America. Okay, so knowing that you're coming here, how do you prepare for every city? Because the people in every city seem to be different to me. And here you are coming to the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota. What are your expectations? How you deliver? Do you deliver it differently? Do you have different plans for different states?
No, we don't have plans. We bring the same powerhouse show, and you're right, audiences everywhere are a little different. Some are more yelling, some are more applauding, but, you know, I myself have played in Minneapolis before, and I warned everybody, you are not going to believe this incredible audience there, because they were awesome last time I was there, so I'm really, really excited. Everybody's excited to be back performing again after, you know, this whole big setback with the COVID pandemic, and shows were well received. The houses are full. People are ready to see the oldest form of family entertainment again. And it's great. We're super excited. We're ecstatic.
You have some of the things that we all are looking for. You know, Minnesotans, we like to say, oh, I hope they have this thing that I used to love to watch at this circus, you know. So I can imagine you guys have added your own style to some of that as well. Am I correct?
Absolutely. We have, you know, this is a traditional style, European style circus, which makes it very elegant. It's a in a round. There's 2,700 seats in a round. There's ringside seats, plush velvet. I mean, very, very pretty. Great lighting, great sound. And we have our traditional ingredients. You know, we have thrill. We have those daring young men and women on the flying trapeze, a family of eight that are just going to amaze you with what they do. They're unbelievable. They even feature in their act a maneuver that is so incredible. There was an entire motion picture based on the legendary triple somersault. And if you remember the movie Trapeze, Tony Curtis,
yes.
Charlton Heston,
mm-hmm.
and The Greatest Show on Earth, he's doing this trick and has caught it every performance here in Spokane. So we're excited for the audience in Minneapolis to see a legendary feat at the Royal Canadian Circus. It's a historical event, and we have the original Wheel of Death, which I'll be performing on. I'm your host, and I'll also be climbing aboard the wheel. We have our motorcycles in the globe. We have acrobats. We have comedy. We have all the ingredients for a great family outing where you don't have to have your phone on and you can just sit there and enjoy live entertainment. We have a gentleman that I want to mention that is the only one right now that we know of in the circus world. He sings absolutely amazing. He's Italian, and to me, he sounds like Andrea Bocelli. But he sings Italian while he's doing hand balancing. And nobody can believe it because he has a lavalier mic on, which is by his cheek. And right. He's singing while he's doing these amazing hand balancing. The audience really, they realize it, go, oh, my God, that's him, you know? So he's really a new big part of our show, and we're happy to have him.
I so have to go now. I have to go. And by the way, when you mentioned acrobatic team, the Chicago Boys, people know
Chicago
them from America's Got Talent, right?
America's Got Talent, absolutely. I was saving them for the end because those guys are my buddies. And we have an amazing time, and the audience become buddies with them too because they just lift the roof off our tent, honestly, between their music, their excitement. The acrobatics, the tumbling, yeah, they were on America's Got Talent, and you know, they're just awesome. They do NBA halftime games. These guys are just gonna rock the house there at the Royal Canadian Circus. So we're excited.
Okay, I got to ask you, what is a human slinky?
A human slinky is, imagine a slinky, but about 12-15 feet long, with three different ends coming off of it, and he's inside of it, but he comes out and does all these maneuvers with the slinky and represents characters in it. Like, he'll make an elephant, he'll make a dinosaur, he'll make an actual slinky, and it just comes out, and I think a lot of people don't realize that there's somebody in there, and at the end, it's him. You know, he shows himself. There was a group from Switzerland years ago called Mummenschanz, and I believe this is kind of a style of that slinky-ish. It's fun. It's a fun act. Something different.
All right.
And he
so
also
Joseph,
does an
go
act
ahead.
Called Laser Man. Yeah. He does
laser
a laser
man.
Act, which we've never had before, where lasers are flying off of his body, and he comes out, and his whole outfit is completely laser, and then they start shooting off his body, and he makes it create from a box and makes the laser make all these different shapes for the kids and everything. So we call him Laser Man.
My goodness. Really okay, cool. So give us the times, the date, when we should be there, all of that. I've been reading through your press release, and I tell you, man, Mall of America is going to rock. And this is happening the 6th through the 15th, correct? 17 shows?
The 6th through the 15th, absolutely. And our box office will also be open. You can go to the website, and you can also go right up to the box office and buy yourself a ticket right there in front of the big top.
I am so excited. I hope I get to meet you, Joseph. Joseph Dominic Bauer, you are from Switzerland. You mentioned Switzerland a moment ago. I'm so happy to meet you and to see you do this. I'm going to come to one of your shows with my grandchildren. So thank you.
Thank you
by the
so
way,
much.
Is it okay for young children?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. It's for children of all ages. That's it. It's something for the very young and the very old. It's the oldest form of family entertainment. It's older than baseball. Please come out and see the circus. It's fun for the whole family.
I can't stop smiling because you love this. You are truly in love with what you do. Congratulations, Joseph. Yeah, right. After
thank
eight
you
generations,
so
you better be. You take care, and thank you again for joining us.
Right. God bless. Thank you.
Bye. You too.
You.
Bye. Be safe. Bye-bye. That is Joseph Dominic Bauer, ringmaster and daredevil artist on the Wheel of Destiny with the Royal Canadian International Circus. That is happening at the Mall of America May 6th through the 15th. For tickets, you can go to their website, royalcanadiancircus.com. Again, that's royalcanadiancircus.com, all in lower cases. All right, we're going to take a break, and our final guest is Ryan Rudd. We're going to talk about the Super Club Collective. Have you heard of that? Yeah, coming up. You want to know who it is? That's Super Club Collective. Super Club Collective. And one of the organizers of this project and leader of the band Frequency Collisions, his name is Ryan Rudd, and he's joining us right now. Hey, Ryan.
How are you doing, Geraldyn?
I am doing very well. Man, as a songwriter, it's you, Chris, and a guy named Ted. And I got to say, Ted's last name is Heinoshevitz. And then there's Chris Holm and Ryan Rude. And you guys compile the Supper Club Collective. That is so cool. Is it Supper or Super? Do I have it right?
It is Supper Club Collective.
I thought so. Supper Club Collective. Okay, tell me all about it.
Well, basically, the Supper Club Collective it came about. My brother and I do a radio show as well, and part of the shtick of our radio show is we have a dress code where we have to wear supper coats, right?
And so
I was thinking that it would be cool if we kind of had like a Supper Club Collective vibe for musicians in Minneapolis and Minnesota to kind of operate under that umbrella, so to speak. And then it was Chris that came up with the idea to do a record of Minnesota artists covering other Minnesota artists. And so that's kind of where the concept of the record came from. And so it was very collective and collaborative idea, I guess, that came about. And Ted is kind of the getter done guy. Not to use a stupid phrase, but and in addition to be a great musician himself, he's kind of he's kind of the Energizer Bunny of the group. So
yeah, I hear you. And you guys are including performers like Sarah Morris, Brianna Lane, Ben Cook Feltz. I mean, these are great. Amanda Standalone and Chris Holm, of course, and Ted. And so I keep looking at this list going, this is awesome. And this is all happening on April 30th at Minneapolis Astor Cafe to celebrate the release of this new volume, volume one of I Got You Covered. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So basically, you know, as you know, as well as probably most of your listeners know, we've been in a bit of a pandemic the last couple of years.
No kidding.
One of the prerequisites almost of doing this when we started reaching out to people who wanted to be involved was you have to have the ability to record and make music kind of out of your house because, you know, we weren't able to really get together, you know, to make music. So a lot of this was done through the interwebs, you know, and
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is now 9:38 here at WCCO. That's what I get for having dirty glasses on. I am so excited for our next guest because I was a girl that used to love to go and see Cirque du Soleil and other circuses and that sort of thing. And there is a circus coming to town, you guys. Joseph Dominic Bauer is joining us. He's the ringmaster and daredevil artist on the Wheel of Destiny with the Royal Canadian International Circus. Welcome, Joseph. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you just finished a show and now you're on the radio like, boom. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
We literally just walked out the back curtain here in Spokane Valley, Washington. And great turnout. And we're so excited to come and bring the Royal Canadian Circus to you.
That is beautiful country, by the way. You're in beautiful country, so I know you had a great time.
Very beautiful.
Yes, it is. Yep, so, my goodness, you guys are traveling like crazy, and I'm so excited that you are landing right here at the Mall of America in the great state of Minnesota.
Yes, so
go ahead.
No,
go right ahead.
Absolutely. It's the first time for our show to be there, and this is like going to be a great time. The show is fabulous, well-received, and thank you so much for letting everybody know about us coming to town.
Well, you're coming to town. You're doing shows from the 6th through the 15th for 17 incredible shows. That's remarkable in North America. Okay, so knowing that you're coming here, how do you prepare for every city? Because the people in every city seem to be different to me. And here you are coming to the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota. What are your expectations? How you deliver? Do you deliver it differently? Do you have different plans for different states?
No, we don't have plans. We bring the same powerhouse show, and you're right, audiences everywhere are a little different. Some are more yelling, some are more applauding. But, you know, I myself have played in Minneapolis before, and I warned everybody, you are not going to believe this incredible audience there because they were awesome last time I was there. So I'm really, really excited. Everybody's excited to be back performing again after, you know, this whole big setback with the COVID pandemic, and shows were well received. The houses are full. People are ready to see the oldest form of family entertainment again. And it's great. We're super excited. We're ecstatic.
You have some of the things that we all are looking for. You know, Minnesotans, we like to say, oh, I hope they have this thing that I used to love to watch at this circus, you know. So I can imagine you guys have added your own style to some of that as well. Am I correct?
Absolutely. We have, you know, this is a traditional style, European style circus, which makes it very elegant. It's in a round. There's 2,700 seats in a round. There's ringside seats, plush velvet. I mean, very, very pretty. Great lighting, great sound. And we have our traditional ingredients. You know, we have thrill. We have those daring young men and women on the flying trapeze, a family of eight that are just going to amaze you with what they do. They're unbelievable. They even feature in their act a maneuver that is so incredible. There was an entire motion picture based on the legendary triple somersault. And if you remember the movie Trapeze, Tony Curtis,
yes.
Charlton Heston, and The Greatest Show on Earth, he's doing this trick and has caught it every performance here in Spokane. So we're excited for the audience in Minneapolis to see a legendary feat at the Royal Canadian Circus. It's a historical event, and we have the original Wheel of Death, which I'll be performing on. I'm your host, and I'll also be climbing aboard the wheel. We have our motorcycles in the globe. We have acrobats. We have comedy. We have all the ingredients for a great family outing where you don't have to have your phone on, and you can just sit there and enjoy live entertainment. We have a gentleman that I want to mention that is the only one right now that we know of in the circus world
He sings absolutely amazing. He's Italian, and to me, he sounds like Andrea Bocelli. But he sings Italian while he's doing hand balancing. And nobody can believe it because he has a lavalier mic on, which is by his cheek. And he's singing while he's doing these amazing hand balancing. The audience really, they realize it, go, oh, my God, that's him, you know. So he's really a new big part of our show, and we're happy to have him.
I so have to go now. I have to go. And by the way, when you mentioned acrobatic team, the Chicago Boys, people know
Chicago
them from America's
Boys,
Got Talent, right?
America's Got Talent, absolutely. I was saving them for the end because those guys are my buddies. And we have an amazing time, and the audience become buddies with them too because they just lift the roof off our tent, honestly, between their music, their excitement, the acrobatics, the tumbling. Yeah, they were on America's Got Talent. And, you know, they're just awesome. They do NBA halftime games. These guys are just going to rock the house there at the Royal Canadian Circus. So we're excited.
Okay, I got to ask you, what is a human slinky?
A human slinky is, imagine a slinky, but about 12, 15 feet long, with three different ends coming off of it, and he's inside of it, but he comes out and does all these maneuvers with the slinky and represents characters in it. Like, he'll make an elephant, he'll make a dinosaur, he'll make an actual slinky, and it just comes out, and I think a lot of people don't realize that there's somebody in there, and at the end, it's him. You know, he shows himself. There was a group from Switzerland years ago called Mummenschanz, and I believe this is kind of a style of that slinky-ish. It's fun. It's a fun act. Something different.
All right.
And he also
does
an act called Laser Man. Yeah. He does a laser act, which we've never had before, where lasers are flying off of his body. And he comes out, and his whole outfit is completely laser. And then they start shooting off his body, and he makes it create from a box and makes the laser make all these different shapes for the kids and everything. So we call him Laser Man.
My goodness. Really okay, cool. So give us the times, the date, when we should be there, all of that. I've been reading through your press release, and I tell you, man, Mall of America is going to rock. And this is happening the 6th through the 15th, correct? 17 shows?
The 6th through the 15th, absolutely. And our box office will also be open. You can go to the website, and you can also go right up to the box office and buy yourself a ticket right there in front of the big top.
I am so excited. I hope I get to meet you, Joseph. Joseph Dominic Bauer, you are from Switzerland. You mentioned Switzerland a moment ago. I'm so happy to meet you and to see you do this. I'm going to come to one of your shows with my grandchildren. So thank you.
By the way,
is it okay for young children?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. It's for children of all ages. That's it. It's something for the very young and the very old. It's the oldest form of family entertainment. It's older than baseball. Please come out and see the circus. It's fun for the old.
I can't stop smiling because you love this. You are truly in love with what you do. Congratulations,
well,
Joseph.
Generation.
Yeah, right. After eight generations, you better be. You take care, and thank you again for joining us.
Right. God bless. Thank you.
Bye.
You
too.
Bye.
Be safe. Bye-bye. That is Joseph Dominic Bauer, ringmaster and daredevil artist on the Wheel of Destiny with the Royal Canadian International Circus. That is happening at the Mall of America May 6th through the 15th. For tickets, you can go to their website, royalcanadiancircus.com. Again, that's royalcanadiancircus.com, all in lower cases. All right, we're going to take a break, and our final guest is Ryan Rudd. We're going to talk about the Super Club Collective. Have you heard of that? Yeah, coming up. You want to know who it is? That's Super Club Collective. Super Club Collective. And one of the organizers of this project and leader of the band Frequency Collisions, his name is Ryan Rudd, and he's joining us right now. Hey, Ryan.
How are you doing, Geraldine?
I am doing very well. Man, as a songwriter, it's you, Chris, and a guy named Ted. And I got to say, Ted's last name is Heinashevitz. And then there's Chris Holm and Ryan Rudd. And you guys compile the Supper Club Collective. That is so cool. Is it supper or super? Do I have it right?
It is Supper Club Collective.
I thought so. Supper Club Collective. Okay, tell me all about it.
Well, basically, the Supper Club Collective came about. My brother and I do a radio show as well, and part of the shtick of our radio show is we have a dress code where we have to wear supper coats, right?
Oh.
And so I was thinking that it would be cool if we kind of had like a Supper Club Collective vibe for musicians in Minneapolis and Minnesota to kind of operate under that umbrella, so to speak. And then it was Chris that came up with the idea to do a record of Minnesota artists covering other Minnesota artists. And so that's mm-hmm. kind of where the concept of the record came from. And so it was very, very collective and collaborative idea, I guess, that came about. And Ted is kind of the get her done guy. Not to use a stupid phrase, but yeah. And in addition to be a great musician himself, he's kind of the he's kind of the Energizer Bunny of the group. So
yeah, I hear you. And you guys are including performers like Sarah Morris, Brianna Lane, Ben Cook Feltz. I mean, these are great. Amanda Standalone and Chris Holm, of course, and Ted. And so I keep looking at this list going, this is awesome. And this is all happening on April 30th at Minneapolis Astor Cafe to celebrate the release of this new volume, volume one of I Got You Covered. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So basically, you know, as you know, as well as probably most of your listeners know, we've been in a bit of a pandemic the last couple of years.
No kidding.
So one of the prerequisites almost of doing this when we started reaching out to people who wanted to be involved was you have to have the ability to record and make music kind of out of your house because, you know, we weren't able to really get together, you know, to make music. So a lot of this was done through the interwebs, you know, and recording and all that stuff. And it just kind of, we put this record together and we thought, hey, we should have a show. And we kind of wanted to go with the Supper Club vibe and the Astor was perfect for that. And so we're kind of having a party on Saturday. And like I said, my brother and I have a radio show of our own. So we'll be hosting that night.
Will you have on your jackets? That's what I want to know.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, Geraldine, because although supper coats are not required, they are heavily encouraged. So if you're coming down to the Astor on Saturday, you get bonus points for having a supper coat on.
Oh, man, how many men have a supper club? I mean, a supper jacket. You know, I mean, how many of them have that? So I'm interested in knowing. I wish I had the time to come Saturday. I would come and look, and I would look as fine as I could be. So I'm just telling you. Now, this, again, is happening on April 30th at the Minneapolis Astor Cafe. You don't want to miss it. It's called That's I Got Correct. You Covered, Volume 1. You can pre-order the tickets if I'm not mistaken, right?
You actually can, yeah. I believe starting tomorrow or anytime, actually, you can go to the astorcafe.com and order tickets for the event. Okay. If you want to get the record, you can go to the supperclubcollective.bandcamp.com.
Okay, you got to say that again, my friend. Say it again.
Okay.
That's a long one.
It is, but if you just type out the Supper Club Collective .bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'll all be there. It's hitting the streets tomorrow, so we're pretty excited about that. This has been quite a process. If you can imagine, I believe you're a musician yourself.
So if you can
imagine getting 15 of them on the same page, you know, it's not the easiest task in the world.
And finally, you have all types of music on this album. Tell us about that. You've got some folk,
you've got
blues, but you don't have country, right?
Well, it depends on what you consider country. Chris
exactly.
Holm is he's kind of a student of old time country blues, like classic country blues, and we're talking from the very beginning. So he brings a bit of that flavor.
Man, it sounds like it's going to be a blast. So tell them one more time with where to go to get tickets for Astor Cafe. Just go to AstorCafe.com.
Yep, AstorCafe.com. Tickets are $15. And that's pretty cheap considering, you know, you're going to be able to see 13, 14, 15 different artists. It's going to be a fun time. I think people are itching to get out of the house finally and kind of...
Absolutely. Are you kidding? You and I know this for sure. Ryan, we got to go. Thank you so much for joining us. And I wish I could come on Saturday. Have a great show, okay?
I appreciate you having us on. Thank you very much.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good
All
night.
All right, that is Center Stage for tonight, you guys. Coming up next is the Mom and Michael Hour. You want to know who it is? That's Super Club Collective. Super Club Collective. And one of the organizers of this project and leader of the band Frequency Collisions, his name is Ryan Rude, and he's joining us right now. Hey, Ryan.
How are you doing, Gerilyn?
I am doing very well. Man, as a songwriter, it's you, Chris, and a guy named Ted. And I got to say, Ted's last name is Heinashevitz. And then there's Chris Holm and Ryan Rude. And you guys compile the Supper Club Collective. That is so cool. Is it Supper or Super? Do I have it right?
It is Supper Club Collective.
I thought so. Supper Club Collective. Okay, tell me all about it.
Well, basically, the Supper Club Collective it came about, my brother and I do a radio show as well, and part of the shtick of our radio show is we have a dress code where we have to wear supper coats, right?
Oh.
And so I was thinking that it would be cool if we kind of had like a Supper Club Collective vibe for musicians in Minneapolis and Minnesota to kind of operate under that umbrella, so to speak. And then it was Chris that came up with the idea to do a record of Minnesota artists covering other Minnesota artists. And so that's kind of where the concept of the record came from. And so it was very, very collective and collaborative idea, I guess, that came about. And Ted is kind of the getter done guy. Not to use a stupid phrase, but and in addition to be a great musician himself, he's kind of the Energizer Bunny of the group. So
yeah, I hear you. And you guys are including performers like Sarah Morris, Brianna Lane, Ben Cook Feltz. I mean, these are great. Amanda Standalone and Chris Holm, of course, and Ted. And so I keep looking at this list going, this is awesome. And this is all happening on April 30th at Minneapolis Astor Cafe to celebrate the release of this new volume, volume one of I Got You Covered. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So basically, you know, as you know, as well as probably most of your listeners know, we've been in a bit of a pandemic the last couple of years.
No kidding.
One of the prerequisites almost of doing this when we started reaching out to people who wanted to be involved was you have to have the ability to record and make music kind of out of your house because, you know, we weren't able to really get together, you know, to make music. So a lot of this was done through the interwebs, you know, and recording and all that stuff. And it just kind of, we put this record together and we thought, hey, we should have a show. And we kind of wanted to go with the Supper Club vibe and the Astor was perfect for that. And so we're kind of having a party on Saturday. And like I said, my brother and I have a radio show of our own. So we'll be hosting that night.
Will you have on your jackets? That's what I want to know.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, Gerilyn, because although supper coats are not required, they are heavily encouraged. So if you're coming down to the Astor on Saturday, you get bonus points for having a supper coat on.
Oh, man, how many men have a supper club? I mean, a supper jacket. You know, I mean, how many of them have that? So I'm interested in knowing. I wish I had the time to come Saturday. I would come and look, and I would look as fine as I could be. So I'm just telling you. Now, this, again, is happening on April 30th at the Minneapolis Astor Cafe. You don't want to miss it. It's called I Got You Covered, Volume 1. You can pre-order the tickets if I'm not mistaken, right?
You actually can, yeah. I believe starting tomorrow or anytime, actually, you can go to theastrocafe.com and order tickets for the event. Okay. If you want to get the record, you can go to thesupperclubcollective.bandcamp.com.
Okay, you got to say that again, my friend. Say it again.
Okay.
That's a long one.
It is, but if you just type out the Supper Club Collective, .bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. It'll all be there. It's hitting the streets tomorrow, so we're pretty excited about that. This has been quite a process. If you can imagine, I believe you're a musician yourself.
So
if you can imagine getting 15 of them on the same page, it's not the easiest task in the world.
And finally, you have all types of music on this album. Tell us about that. You've got some folk,
got
blues, but you don't have country, right?
Well, it depends on what you consider country.
Chris
Holm he's kind of a student of old-time country blues, like classic country blues, and we're talking from the very beginning. So he brings a bit of that flavor.
Man, it sounds like it's going to be a blast. So tell them one more time with where to go to get tickets for Astor Cafe. Just go to astorcafe.com.
Okay. Yep, astorcafe.com. Tickets are $15. And that's pretty cheap considering, you know, you're going to be able to see 13, 14, 15 different artists. It's going to be a fun time. I think people are itching to get out of the house finally and kind of.
Absolutely. Are you kidding? You and I know this for sure. Ryan, we got to go. Thank you so much for joining us. And I wish I could come on Saturday. Have a great show, okay?
I appreciate you having us on. Thank you very much.
You take care. Bye bye.
Have a good night.
All right, that is Center Stage for tonight, you guys. Coming up next is the Mom and Michael Hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.